Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
So, Michelle, I'm over at the drugstore, and I'm not kidding you. I saw a product where you take this white, like, hockey mask that looked like the Freddy Krueger movie thing, you know, where you put on that mask and then you've got the chainsaw thing going and whatever.
Is that
and
for
it's
Halloween?
Got, like, totally. And I think it's just, you know, one of those Halloween things. And it's got some protective glasses built into the thing. And it's LED lights that you're supposed to, you know, like, you kind of hook it up to your face and terrify your family. And you're supposed to, you know, and it's supposed to work for acne. And then there's a different wavelength for anti-aging. So I was so fascinated with this, I called up our popular guest on Her Radio, Dr. Doris Day, New York-based dermatologist. Website is myclearskin.com. And that wonderful book, Forget the Facelift, Turn Back the Clock with Dr. Day's revolutionary four-step program for ageless skin. So I called up Dr. Day and I said, what the heck is going on here? And I just loved it. It was, you know, she started getting into this whole thing about LED light therapy for your skin, for crying out loud.
I can't wait to hear this.
So, Dr. Day, I mean, seriously, Michelle and I are just falling off our chairs here, and we want to understand
everything. Give me the light. Give me the light. Show
me
the
light. All right, so tell us about this LED therapy. I mean, I've got LED bulbs around my house. So what's with LED light and skin rejuvenation?
You know, we always say no pain, no gain, and beauty treatments can hurt. This is the one exception that I've been able to find where using light emit diode or LED or low-level laser can have a very powerful impact on your skin without pain, without creating heat. And this is done by selecting the particular wavelengths of light and using enough energy, because every wavelength of light has a target in the skin. So whether I'm treating acne or sun-damaged skin cells or collagen, I can select out, target those, have an effect, help my patients look better, and all this they can even do sometimes at home.
Does it really work?
It does work. Now, there's ones that we have in the office that are higher intensity, more diodes, can treat a whole area at once. The problem I have with the home devices is that they tend to be small, and you have to err on the side of safety even over efficacy, but these are FDA-cleared wavelengths of light tested to be effective. But you do have to hold them to each spot, so it can take up to 15 to 20 minutes per day or every other day to treat your face, and I find that it's difficult to maintain the enthusiasm over time. It's not having a facelift. These are more subtle effects. And sometimes it's helping prevent the aging process and turning it back a little bit and using the right products with it. So when people don't see that high drama, everything is gone, they can lose some confidence. But they absolutely do work when they're done properly and when you do it along with proper skin care, sun protection, all those other good things.
So you have to do it in your, like, your office, for example, number one. So the ones that are on the, that you buy in the store, like Pam saw, do not work.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, the Freddy Krueger
Some
one.
Of them are fine. No, okay. There's some like Panda and Tria are two brands that I like in particular that I think make better quality ones. There's a few that I've seen, you know, at the local drugstore that are $30, and I was not very encouraged by some of the results or the quality of some of the devices. You know, in some ways you get what you pay for with some of these devices, but Panda and Tria tend to be two of the better brands that I've seen in terms of quality and science and data behind them. So you do have to do a little homework to find a good one.
And then you have to be totally dedicated to it, right? Isn't it like 24/7 all the time doing this?
Yes. So when it comes to the skin is constantly being insulted. There's sun, there's pollution, there's stress, there's diet, there's all sorts of things. It's just constantly challenging and creating inflammation and free radicals in the skin. Or you know, hormonal things that are affecting acne and other things. So in order to maintain and get the most effect out of it, you do have to use these on a continuous basis. You know, but it goes the same thing with moisturizing your skin or drinking enough water. All those things do have to be done on a continuous basis. to maintain the effect. So just understanding it becomes one more step of your beauty routine. If you have that level of commitment, you will continue to get the benefits and really truly age more successfully. That's the goal.
Well, there's two different conditions here. One is acne and one is anti-aging, and you've got two different light rays. One is red and one is blue. The blue for the acne and the red for the anti-aging. And so, this has to be customized, needless to say. You know, what's the cost difference? You know, if you come to the office versus, buying like one of those Tanzas that you mentioned before. If a woman's looking at maybe, say she travels a lot and she can't see her dermatologist as much as she wants to, but she'll definitely check in, but she wants to be able to keep this going while she's running around, all over the place. So what's the general cost difference?
It can be difficult to get in. And then there's one more that grows hair. So there's the three different ones that I think of. So the cost difference can be in the hundreds to thousands of dollars over time, because the one at home you pay for once, it tends to last for a few years at least, and that may be anywhere from $600 or so for the face ones and to $3,000 for the hair one, for a good hair one. But that good hair one, like the laser cap, can last you for 5 years or so and ends up still being less expensive than going to a doctor's office and just the commute cost and the laser cost and everything else. So it really depends. The blue light one is very cool because that wavelength of light really loves the P. acnes bacteria and really does target it quite nicely. So, and also helps with inflammation, and it's better than picking. And you don't necessarily have to use that all the time if you know you get acne at certain times. So that's kind of a nice adjunct to other treatments that you may be doing for acne, whether they're over-the-counter or prescription, and it can help your skin clear quicker. The red light is more of a commitment where you really need to cover the whole face on a regular basis. It's more time involved. And people who feel that their skin is aging may not be as excited about the results because they may not see all the lines completely gone. But I tell you, I have been doing LED on me for years, and even on my mom, who's in her 80s. Her skin doesn't even look like she's 50. And I swear by these devices. The one I have is called a Gentle Wave in my office, and it's my most favorite thing. It's just so reliably fabulous, but it's not an overnight high-drama facelift. It's really just having a beautiful, healthy glow, maintaining even skin tone, working along with other things you do. So I'm convinced the data and the science is there for these devices. It is a commitment of time and money, but along with the skincare regimen, it can have a very powerful, positive impact without creating downtime or pain.
So there is no pain with this. That was going to be my question, too, because, Doris, when I come to New York, I'm going to come in and have the LED light done.
Exactly. I do it last when I do procedures. And I
Michelle,
tell
you'll
like
light up.
And I tell people, this is all you need to remember, because it doesn't hurt at all, and it's a pleasant experience. So I say, well, whatever else you felt here in terms of like a needle or a little pinch or whatever, that's all you have to remember is this one is pleasant and not painful, and it gives you a beautiful, healthy glow.
And I've actually looked at the research behind it, and I really found that researchers have published credible evidence-based studies on the use of LED in both acne as well as skin rejuvenation in the aging process. So I just think that's so cool. Once again, Dr. Doris Day, our popular guest and dermatologist on her radio, her website is MyClearSkin.com, and the book is Forget the Facelift. Turn Back the Clock with Dr. Day's revolutionary four-step program for ageless skin, helping us understand LED light therapy. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
I can't wait to come see you, Dr. Day, and have my LED treatment done. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.